No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today we have a person I've known for a long time who has managed to, you know, has a very interesting story, but also has managed to gain a lot more notoriety recently through some very strange means.
I guess.
It's Keys. How you doing?
How you doing, bro?
Excellent.
What's up, Adam?
Chilling, man.
Yeah, you're my brother, nigga. I've been on that years and years.
What's up? I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to have you on the show. You want to introduce your homie as well?
Yeah, that's my brother SkyXXX. And, you know, basically I've known that nigga since I was 15 years old. He actually helped me get off my feet before a lot of things, you know. So I brought him on with me today just so he can verify, you know.
Okay.
Because it's not just me. It's just, I just wanted the world to know, like, it's real.
Respect. So I think probably a good place to start this is, where were you in the sort of initial SoundCloud X members only blow up? Because that's kind of when you first started to be around shit.
Yeah,
right?
Bro, I'm very rare, bro. You feel me? So it's like, I'm still very rare right now.
Okay.
You feel me? So it's like, X, that's my brother. You feel me? I started this like way before. You feel me? You can vouch for it. I started this shit like years and years before. I just got locked up first. You feel me?
Mm.
So it's really crazy how shit had turned out.
How'd you meet X?
Me and X were actually gonna try to, like, we were trying to fight each other.
Oh.
The first time, like, 2014 type of shit. Like, late 2014, going on 2015, we're trying to fight each other, but we have mutual friends.
And you guys were, like, 16 at the time?
Yeah, like, 16. Like, he was, like, probably, like, 15 or 16, and I was probably, like, 17.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were just, like, bro, we were wild boys, you know?
So like, oh, I remember, yeah. I've seen the videos of him at least. I didn't see you fighting back then, but I've heard that you was fighting a lot back then as well.
Yeah, nah, for sure, for sure, mm-hmm. for sure. But yeah, X, that's my brother. Like we met, like we're gonna fight at what the fuck is this venue called? It was called in Miami. Like the Hangover or like
the
some
hangar.
Yeah. It was the Hangar. And we had got into it or whatever the case may be. Our mutual friends broke it up, and they're like, yo, like, this is our friend. This is my friend. And it was about to happen, but it stopped. And X came up to me, and he was like, bro, like, I respect you. I fought you. You didn't fold.
Mm.
I was like, bro, I'm never going to fold. And he's like, I know who you are. And I'm like, I know who you are. And, bro, ever since then, we kicked it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So it's cool.
Okay. So
that's been my bro.
Did he say it to you at a certain point, like, I want you to be part of Very Rare or Members Only or anything like that?
No, not Members Only. I'm Very Rare. Okay. Very Rare was started before Members Only.
Okay, so that's like a few years in advance or like a year in advance? Like what was
it? It was between the years, you know?
Uh-huh.
That was Ski's thing.
Ski's thing is Very Rare. Very Rare was started before Members Only. Members Only was started by Jase.
Okay.
Feel me? So I was Very Rare because Ski's my brother, you know?
Right.
And I'm still Very Rare right now.
Uh-huh.
No, that's my brother.
And I've seen him in a lot of your older videos and stuff, which is interesting because Ski never does shit. He's never in anybody's videos.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything.
He is Very Rare to
this
day.
He is Very Rare. That's my brother.
He hasn't put an album in like 3 years. That's pretty rare.
You know, like, and then like my brother DJ Scheme, like how I met DJ Scheme was like basically like through Wi-Fi. You feel me? And
shout out Wi-Fi. Excuse me. Shout out Wi-Fi. Part of all that.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And basically DJ Scheme was always there. He was always there. Gabe, oh, I'm sorry, say his real name. GS Scheme, Danny Tahar, Sky, X. Like, bro, so many people to name. Like,
Tyler.
Like, we were all there. Smooth. Like, we were there. Like, it happened. Mm-hmm. It happened crazy. And, like, we didn't know what was going on. We just was having fun.
Right.
Feel me? Like, we just had fun, bro. We didn't care about nothing. Like, we didn't know what was going on.
Because it didn't seem like there was even a possibility that people were going to become rap stars out of this shit. It wasn't really. It was very
far-fetched,
right?
We just raged, bro.
Right.
You feel me? Possible.
We just raged as much as possible. I'm just crazy a little bit.
Definitely. So, was there a lot of fights, a lot of drug use back then? What was the vibe like?
Back then, yes. It was a lot of fights. It was a lot of everything. It was just everything going on. Like, there's a lot of things I can't even talk about, but it's like,
I believe it, yeah.
It's just like there's a lot of things going on with us, you know.
So how did shit start to change when X started to all of a sudden go from kind of like a regular pop and underground rapper to like he starts exploding? Like what was that like for everybody that was part of that whole scene and crew?
Like, bro, me and X were talking to each other in different jails.
Right.
you know.
What were you locked up for?
I was locked up. What I was locked up for at the time?
Yeah.
Accessory to attempted murder, burglaries, a lot of things.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I was locked up for a lot of things, and X was locked up for whatever he was locked up for.
Uh-huh.
And we always kept communication. You feel me? We always talked to each other and shit. And then X got out before me. And, like, I remember them doing shows and calling me before. I was calling them because they couldn't call me because I was locked up still.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, and X was like, bro, like, I got you, bro. Like, trust, I got you. And I was like, bet.
Uh-huh.
Feel me? And they were turned up in Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi was on the phone. Like, everybody's scheme was on the phone. And they're like, bro, we got you. Like, we're going to say your name out. We're going to shout you out. We're going to do whatever we can just to hold your name up. And I was like, bet. So, like, my nickname is Kiki.
Uh-huh.
So, like, everybody's like, yo, free Kiki, free Kiki, free Kiki. Even Sky, you know, like, because he was doing, like, big shows and stuff as well,
uh-huh,
like, with them boys and stuff. And everybody was just like, free Kiki, bro, you know?
Definitely.
So it kept my name alive when, okay, when I was locked up before I went to prison and stuff.
So did you go on the revenge tour, or were you still locked up then?
No, I was still locked up in the revenge tour, but I came and went after. I went on tours after with all of my friends. As soon as I came home from prison, the third week I was at Rolling Loud, I went on tour, the Boy Who Cried Wolf tour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bro, we were just going crazy. We were having fun. We're like, those, right, are my bros.
When I hear about those tours, it sounded like it was a little out of control, though.
Hectic.
Hectic.
I knew everything that was going on, too.
Right.
When I was locked up, I still knew everything.
Right.
You know? Everybody would, like, let me know what's going on because that's what I wanted to know.
Right.
To keep my head sane.
Did it feel like the crew, like, stayed strong? Like, because it's very hard for, like, everybody in the crew to, like, stay on board when one of the people involved just becomes this gigantic fucking star. Like, was there stress on the unit, or did it even feel like a unit at that point?
I mean, we brothers, bro, you know?
Mm.
Like, so it was stress, but it was really good times. It was like everything. It's like we have mixed emotions, you know?
Right.
So it was like really good things that were happening, and there was shit that will hit the fan.
Right.
And then, you know, we'll always come back together. Feel me?
Because it's like, you know, we can talk about this as people who actually knew him, but with X, it was like you loved him so much and he was such like an amazing person, but then also at times it was so hectic that it's like,
No.
A lot of people kept their distance at certain times.
No, bro. X has always been an amazing person, but he moved off emotion, but he learned, mm-hmm, how to channel the energy a different direction, you know?
Right.
Like, he moved off emotion. Like, we all actually move off emotion, you know?
Mm.
Like, if you love us, we love you. If you feel like you're going to hurt us, we feel like we're going to hurt you. But, like, that's not what it's about. We all want to love and care for each other equally, you know?
Mm.
So that's what's really going on.
Respect. So, okay, were you around still, like, during the... Because it was kind of like that period of time where X was, like, super hectic and, like, involved with the media, and he's, like, all of a sudden he's arguing with somebody new on Instagram Live every day, and then all of a sudden it was kind of at a certain point, he just sort of backed off from all that. And really, like, before he passed, he had, like, many, many months where you didn't hear a ton about him, and he was just posted up making music. I would talk to him from time to time.
Yeah.
And yeah, he seemed like he was in a much better state of mind, and he was sort of like forcibly keeping himself away from all the bullshit.
He channeled his energy a different way, bro.
Right.
You know? Like, X is a great, bro.
Mm.
Like, he channeled his energy way too far from others just so he can get to the point that where he wanted to be.
Mm.
You know? Like, sometimes it takes that. You feel me?
Yeah, definitely. And, like, you know, everybody in his position, like, moves to LA and gets a big old mansion and posts up, and he was very determined to just like stay where he was at, and if anything, yeah, he was trying to like be more normal,
better. Be
a better person, nah, be less caught up in the bullshit.
That. He was already normal,
right?
Like he's
he was definitely
of,
normal.
Well, he was one of the most normal niggas I knew,
for right, sure.
You know what I mean? And that goes from like conversations that ain't on the internet, like FaceTime screenshots that ain't put up. That. He all was that. Definitely someone that is way more than like the shit that people have to show for. You know, mm-hmm, what I mean? He was definitely normal. If anything, he had to try not to be, and maybe he wouldn't have stood home. But he didn't feel like he had to leave. He didn't feel like he was better than nobody. Like even while he was like
he growing
and spoke to us about anything, like we had a show we were going to do together before he got locked up. He came out and he paid it back double, you know, because, you know, so he's like, all that, the unsaid shit, he's the unsung hero part about him is like what I glorify, which you see, I don't have much to say about it. I don't really like to talk about him like that. I feel like a lot of people are living off that, you know, and he was just a, like I said, I think he had to try to not be normal. He was about the most normal dude ever, dog.
That's interesting because so few people really knew him well that it's like there's so few people who can really speak on what kind of person he was. Like, even I only was around him two times in real life and then like however many phone calls and stuff, but it's like, do I really know like what the version of him that was a kid before he started to blow up was? Not really. Like, you guys saw that perspective.
Yeah, bro, we went through a lot. But yeah. Do you remember going to Bruno's house? Do you remember you going to Bruno's?
I do. Right. Well, that was right before. Are you talking about the first time back in the day? Because he wasn't there that time. But I went again, right after he passed, we went to Bruno's house.
Do you remember when you had your people with the cameras and all that other stuff and you came to Bruno's and you were asking me questions?
Right. I do remember this. Yes.
Okay. Like, yeah, bro, like that house is legendary.
It is.
You feel me? Like, I moved X and Ski into Bruno's house. You feel me? I made Bruno be their manager because at the end of the day, we were going through so much things at that time.
That was your idea for Bruno to be the manager?
Yeah. Oh. For Bruno to be the manager and for them to live in that house.
Right.
Yeah, I needed them there.
I can't think of a better idea than X living in a house full of porn stars and drugs.
That's what it was.
I mean, yeah. We don't want to really say too much about that.
A lot of people knew us through Dopey and T.
Okay. Yeah,
that's like a part that he didn't mention real quick. How we're from Orlando, so how we linked up with all them and Wi-Fi. It's we found Dope Wi-Fi in Orlando at an open mic night.
And what was Dopey and T?
Dopey and T was an entertainment company that handled all of the Southern Florida tour dates for a lot of big artists like Currency, Juicy J, Tyga, anybody going through the South. They'll pick up those dates. And those are the owners of Rolling Loud now, which were our first managers.
Okay. Those were our first managers as well.
So we were doing supporting acts for a lot of tours, and that's how we were in Miami and shit, and linked up with a lot of people. And Wi-Fi, how we linked up with him, which was like our first link to Broward, Miami, underground area. Like, I used to know Space Coast Perp before and shit.
Before.
Where he's involved is when we met Wi-Fi. And Wi-Fi, we kind of got him onto Dopey and T2.
Right.
We had a song with all of us that went crazy viral called Surf.
Right.
And that's where it started. And then X, we started, the first time my encounter with X was at the Red Ruby show, the Rojas and shit.
You talking about Tony Savage?
Yeah.
And I had a whole band with me. Yeah. I had a whole rock band with me. Like, bro, I've been this way. That's when people talk about me, I'm like, bro, you guys don't even know the history.
Yeah.
I'm a real rocker, bro. I'm the last one left.
Okay.
You feel me? All my friends are lit. Like,
yeah, it goes back, bro. It goes real back.
That's cool, bro, for sure.
Definitely.
We met a few times too.
Yeah, I realized that at this point too. And I'm like, I shouldn't have hit him with
Twitter back in the day.
For what?
I don't know. I had a girlfriend at the time.
Uh-huh.
She DM'd you guys. And then you guys DM'd her back saying, oh, we know who Sky is. Let's do an interview soon. It's a few years ago. And
really?
Then I go from my DM. I got deleted off Twitter since then, but I go from my Twitter and DM the account. And I'm like, yo, what's up? And then someone from the account screenshotted it and put it up like, who is this guy asking for an interview? And everyone was like, yo, that's Sky. And then I put up the screenshot like, y'all the ones that said,
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound
but then
funny.
I got a reply saying someone else was handling the account, didn't know. And I was like, it's all right. At that moment, you was going crazy. So
really?
Yeah, you was going crazy on the internet. So it could have been definitely like someone looking some shit over. But
I have no idea. Damn. I mean, we've had a lot of weird people with access to our social media over the years. Shout out Yassi. It probably wasn't her, though. She's new.
Yeah, I know her for
this
sure.
This is years, bro. This is years. You were still like biking all the time, too. Mm.
Good times. Yeah, like when I first interviewed X, like I was still out riding bikes every single day.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy to think about that. That was the overlap between these two different worlds. Yeah. Okay, so I'm trying to figure out where we're at in the story. Where should we pick back up? What's the important shit that we're missing in terms of the whole? I'm trying to think of like every important thing
like
that sort
X
of happened.
Brought everybody together?
Yeah, and like everything that happened before he passed, because then obviously we enter into like a different era after that.
he let us all know, bro, like that, like we're all great and that we all are destined for this. Like he always talked to us individually or as a group and then let us know that we're all destined for it, bro, and like to keep going.
Right.
He's like, no matter what goes on, no matter what happens, just to keep going. And then that's what we all strive for, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't talk for like members only too much, you know, like those are all my brothers, you feel me? Like Reds, Money, that's my brother, like Trunks, those are my brothers, you know what I'm saying? Like,
shout out Trunks.
You feel me? Like Bass, like that's my brother, you feel me? Like, I can't. Like, bro, all of them, Ken, like, everyone, bro, Will, like, those are, like, my fam, Ice. Like, those are my brothers, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool, but, like, he always let us know. Like, bro, like, just keep going.
Yeah, shout out to Ice, too.
I mean, facts. Banks. And yeah. Tank, man, Free Tank, bro, I swear to God, bro. Tank. That's my real, that those are my real brothers, bro.
Well, you mentioned Space Ghost Perp, like, how much did y'all ever interact with him back in the day? Cause
I mean, I know Perp. He knows Perp way more, but, like, since I'm, like, younger than bro, I really encountered with young Simi more.
Shout out Simi.
and Denzel Curry.
And Denzel. Yeah. Shout out Denzel. To all them boys.
He's still doing his thing.
And Nell.
On tour with Billy Eilish.
Oh, shout out.
Shout out Nell. Big guy.
You know? So, like, those have always been my brothers. You feel me? I've been there. I've seen it all, you know? Even Rob. I've seen Rob from nothing and turn all the way up.
Rob, early pioneer from that scene. Yeah, yeah.
I was doing tours with Rob with Dope Entertainment with Rob, you know.
Definitely. Like,
all that. Yeah, I've
seen it.
A lot of Florida history.
Yeah, for sure.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it. But okay, so where were you at in terms of this whole thing around the time that he passed? Like, what was like the
I was
group?
There.
You were at the house.
I was there, bro.
It's crazy, bro. It's like, bro, like we're all happy. We all started getting money, bro, because you know we came from nothing. So we all like got bread. You feel me? I'm on the boy who cried wolf with Wi-Fi. You know, so like shout out Alamo Records for that shit. And then, bro, I'm on live, and I'm happy as fuck, bro. You know, I'm like, damn, like. Like, we're getting bread, we're shopping at Saks, we're going crazy, you feel me? At that time.
Right.
So then Ski jumps on my live, bro, and I'm just like, bro, thank you for everything, bro. Like, bro, like, this is what's going on, bro. This is what we're doing. And then he's like, bro, I think X got shot. But I can't hear him because I'm screaming, like, thank you. Like, bro, look at this shit, bro. Like, I'm a tank and all of them, you know?
Ski told you on live?
Yeah,
live.
He's like, bro, he's like, bro, I think X got shot, bro. And oh, I couldn't hear him. I couldn't hear him, and then Ski screamed at me, bro, I think X got shot, and I said, what? Nah. And then Roach snatched the phone, he's like, bro, they would've called me, and as soon as Roach said they would've called me, bro, Roach's phone rings.
Whoa.
Roach picks up his phone, and we all start running out of the, wherever we're at. I think we're at Aventura Mall. And we all start running out, we jump in the car. And this shit's crazy, bro.
Where did you guys even go? Like,
we're going to Bruno's crib, so we can go take Bruno, and we're all gonna go to see where X was at, because X got shot in Deerfield or something like that.
Okay, but did you pull up to the hospital, or you pulled up to the crime
scene?
No,
we pulled up straight to Bruno's, and as soon as we went to Bruno's, and we're like, bro, you need to hurry up, let's go. As soon as we're walking out the door, it came up that Jaha passed away, bro, on the screen, bro. X, I'd say X. Tank threw his head through the wall. Everybody dropped. Everybody starts screaming. But I already knew what happened before.
Tank had put his head through the wall?
Yeah. He
headbutted the wall?
Tank threw his whole face through the wall.
What the fuck?
Yeah, bro.
He was that upset that he wasn't there.
Yeah. Tank threw his head through the wall, bro. And everybody dropped on the floor.
Wow.
It's like, damn. It was fucked up.
Yeah.
Niggas are still fucked up to this day about this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like, bro, listen, like, I love listening to Ja, but like sometimes I listen to Ja and I'm like, damn.
Yeah, she got crazy after that.
It's crazy, bro.
Crazy, like, just nobody really knew what to do with themselves, or I don't know, like where does the energy go after somebody who's such a big part of
the energy's
lives?
Within all of us, but it's us about how we channel it.
Yeah.
You know? So some people got work to do and some people are doing it. You know?
Yeah, a lot of mixed emotions went on after that. I mean, like, who knew him and who was around and shit. You know, like, around that time when he was on live with them, like, Keys always been with, we always been together. We always been in a group, didn't rap together. But that circle was a little younger than mine. Mm-hmm. So like with X and them, like I knew all these boys personally. Like they all know me. We all did a lot of crazy shit together, but in a sense, like I was like less more internet than they were, you know, less like grouped up and shit. I do my shit. I was just got out of prison and shit. I was in and out of jail crazy, so I wasn't moving around a lot. So just after like X passed, it was just like, damn, like, you know, everyone just had super crazy mixed emotions. You know, a lot of it to me was a lot of natural shit, a lot of hurt, a lot of people should feel. To me, it was a lot of fake shit too. Yeah. You know, like, you know, a lot of motherfuckers just want that, you know, like, and.
But nobody could be just say that's yeah, what everybody needs to understand. Yeah. Like,
that's why
nobody can be
just off, did his own thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what everyone needs to understand. That's what I hope everyone understands. Like, there's only one XXXTentacion, bro.
Yeah, and everyone, like, occasionally you'll hear people describing another artist and they'll be like, oh, he's kind of like doing an X thing. But I don't feel like any of those artists got popular at all. Like, nobody.
There's people that try to.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone has really had much success with it. It's like people.
Nah, there's songs right now.
Yeah.
There's songs right now that are lit that have X. You got to remember, like, X is known for Look At Me. Mm-hmm. That's what people want to stick to.
And
that man is an artist. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That man is a full-blown artist, like my nigga Tyler. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Tyler's
all of
crazy.
The homies is full-blown artists. So, like, I hear songs I don't think it's cool for me to say, especially since I'm fucking with labels and shit now. But definitely I hear the, you know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I agree that the SoundCloud copy, the copycats of the X SoundCloud thrashy, distorted music, none of them have really taken off. But when you look at the world that we're in now, where it's so normal for a rapper to write an acoustic type song, to mm-hmm. have just like a nice little song. When you think about like Kid Laroi, what he's doing would stand out so much if X hadn't already been like, I'm going to be a rapper and I'm just going to write these beautiful pop songs.
I don't think he would be doing I don't think a lot of people would be doing what they would be doing if it wasn't for X.
He was the first person to show us like, oh, I can just get popular as a rapper. And then if I'm just not feeling that, I can make different types of music and my fans are just going to appreciate
it.
I never saw anybody do that before.
He took that fear out of everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like he made the black kids want to sing and the white kids feel cool like rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like he took that fear because I come from that era where it's like, oh, you rap? You gotta be a fucking thug ass motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
no.
So he took that fear of being an artist out and like, you know what I'm saying? You attract your own attention and that's what people got to hold on to.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like you're in control of all that shit.
Damn, totally true.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll just never forget the mental image of seeing like a multiple mile long line outside of that stadium at his memorial.
Nah, for sure, bro. I was there. I was with Uzi. Uzi made me and Tank walk up to draw again, bro. And like, as soon as I walked in, Tank's like, oh, because I was 15 minutes late. Tank's like, come in right now. You better go see Ja right now. So like, I'm like, bro, damn. All right, so I went up and I walked in. I went to see Ja, and all I kept saying is like, bro, I got you, bro. Oh, I got you. Trust me. Mm-hmm. I got you. And when Uzi walked in, Uzi called me and Tank. And I was like, bro, Tank, I don't want to go. Like, I don't want to see my brother like that again. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I was saying like, damn, that's just crazy. And Tank's like, no, nigga, you better come right now. And then Uzi called me and Tank to go walk up to see him again, and Uzi did a little prayer over him and then he walked away.
Damn.
And we all walked away. Then we got an Uzi Sprinter and listened to like a lot of unreleased music and shit.
Word. How did because I know that Uzi is off topic, but I know Uzi was saying free keys on songs and stuff. How did you meet him?
I've known Uzi for a long time.
Yeah?
Yeah, like 2014, 2015, somewhere there.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you meet?
I was stepping in water. It was like a Yes Jewel show.
Oh man.
And it was like Yes Jewel show. And I was fucking stepping in the water, and then Uzi, like this was before like this like before Uzi blew up type shit.
Mm.
And I've been on Uzi because like bro, I'm just so like I was just so tuned in, you know? So Uzi seen I'm singing all his songs, and I'm like, bro, like, yeah, bro, I fuck with you. And then Sony Digital was there as well. And
shout out Sony.
Yeah,
classic
for sure.
No Jumper interview.
Yes, sir. Shout out Sony. And then And basically, like, me and Uzi chopped it up, and then, like, Uzi's like, come with me. Let's go. That's what was me, Cooley, Jaw, all us. Like, we was like...
I was still locked up
there. Yeah, so I think you were locked. And we were outside, bro. We went everywhere, bro. And then why really, like, how me and Uzi really fucked with each other is because we went to 40-ounce van party, and I was too young to get in. Mm. And 40 didn't let me in, and Uzi said, oh, if he can't get in, then I'm not going.
Right.
And we left. And he was like, bro, I fought you. I was like, damn, that's real as fuck. Like, yeah. I was too young.
Wow.
So.
Yes, Jules party is an important part of
that. Ever since then, man, Uzi been cool.
Word. But why was he saying free you? Like, what did you get locked up for again after you met him? And did he have a particular interest in whatever you were locked up for?
Accessory to attempted murder.
Who's getting killed and why were you an accessory, allegedly?
I don't know, bro. I don't know what's going on anymore.
You feel lucky to be here that you, like, all this stuff?
I'm way more than lucky.
Right, because that is when I asked around about you. I was like, give me a little bit more details about Keys. They're like, he's crazy. Like, high-speed chases, prison time, crazy-ass fights. Oh, man,
so you
fights.
Know about all that?
I mean, shit. I don't know the exact details.
Is this the feds talking to me?
This is the feds talking to you.
Is this the feds talking, bro?
This ain't my interview.
Oh, my God.
I have to reveal my identity. Yes.
I don't know. I don't. Yo, like I said, bro, I plead the fifth. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the funny part.
He said it. He got it.
That's the funny part is that people are out here memeing you, and then I'm talking to people, and they're like, no, he's a savage.
Well, wait, savages are memes, too.
Yeah, bro.
Lots of savage memes, yeah.
Bro, I came a long way, bro. Just know, like, I came a long way, and I'm changed. I'm changing my life for the better, bro.
Right.
For sure.
But was the accessory to the attempted murder the only big charge that you had to beat throughout all this, or did you have any other crazy cases?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Free tank head, too, by the way.
Yeah, free fucking tank bro. That's my fucking brother, nigga. Yeah. Free that boy.
He was fortunate to have some OGs around him. So
yeah, no, I was the youngest one. Like, I was almost the youngest one until I started hanging with my bulls. But I was always the youngest one first. You feel me? That did everything: front flipping, crowd, stage dived, punch people in the face, all that, etc.
That means a lot to you, the moshing and the stage diving, huh?
It means more than a lot because, like,
but we created this,
bro. Like for South Florida, bro. Like, if you really want to turn up.
Nice.
We did it first, you know? Mm. If you really want to turn up for South Florida, we fucked the game up.
Everything.
You know?
Right.
Fucked the whole game up. We really changed the game.
There's something special about a show where you really feel like you can get hurt just by being in the crowd.
And there's no point to be in the crowd if you're going to get hurt.
Exactly. And the crazy part about it is, it's like the people would like to get hurt and they're like, yeah, like, fuck yeah, bro, I got a fucking busted nose. Or I got a broken nose or a busted lip. Or like, it'll be cool.
Lady in the heels and the shit.
Yeah.
And they was swinging the mic.
Oh my goodness.
It's like two different kind of rap shows. Because most rap shows in Atlanta, you break somebody's nose, the whole place is getting sprayed up.
Yeah.
Maybe Florida too, but.
I mean, we're the ones with the guns. Yeah. My bad. I'm just being honest.
Word. Did you ever see the ex porno?
Jesus Christ. I'm not talking on that.
I bet you got one too. You got one in
what?
The stash?
How do you know about what
I'm
are you
just going to assume. You spent that much time at Bruno's house. I'm sure
I used to live there.
Yeah. You got to live.
What are you saying, bro? I got my groupie lust too. Don't get it twisted.
First dude got groupie lust.
I got my groupie lust too on me. Yeah.
Do you think that the ex sex tape will ever leak?
No.
Nah, they don't got enough money for that.
No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
The money for that. If that shit is there, shit. You
I don't know what you
that.
Guys are talking about XX tape, but I'm just saying whatever went on, it just never happened. Sorry, I don't know. What
Bruno's
you're talking
is
about.
Bruno's. If you went there,
if you know what Bruno
you know
is,
we can't talk about this.
But do you think it would be good or bad for his legacy if people got to see him like really like if he was?
It's just something that I wouldn't like to talk about. Like that's not all like right, that's fair. Like not it. You know.
To me, like that was just something we talked about all the time. I talked about that tape. With him, like,
well,
because
you know us, yeah, though.
What okay. he said, about
but you
it.
Know us. What? It, yeah.
He seemed like he really like wasn't feeling the idea of it coming out.
So exactly. So if you know that, if you know that, then why would you even dude. Ask me, bro?
He's Jaws
up there.
But I think he's
watching right now.
He liked knowing that it existed. Like he was hyped that he had done it, but then he was like, "I'm doing this right now. I don't think that's really part of it."
Yeah, bro, it's just nothing to talk about, for real. To
me, I just think that's legendary in his own right, you know? Just the fact that he even at any point was down. Like,
aren't you, like, slash a porn star?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like why I took a lot of inspiration
from him.
That's why it's legendary.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's why it's legendary.
He's on camera
with
it.
We're not porn stars, we're rappers.
You ever see the clip of me and I'm wearing his shirt and I'm getting my dick sucked by two girls and you could see hit the shirt and it was kind of like, it was like soon after he passed, I'm like, this is my tribute right here. I know.
Never seen that.
A lot of people are going to appreciate this tribute.
But I don't want to see your dick, man.
Bro.
I don't want to see
Never seen that, dude, bro.
It's pretty much like any other dick.
To you, bro.
Just a regular old dick.
Listen, bro. I have nothing to do
with that. Mine has a Z shape to it.
Oh.
Come on, bro. We're not doing this dick talk on this fucking interview, bro. This dick talk, bro, we're not doing.
I got a Zo dick.
Oh, my God.
Yo, bro.
Jesus, bro.
Shout out all the Zos. I'm not.
I was about to tell you.
I'm about to say my Z's going to come get your ass.
No. Much love. All
my Z's gonna come for you.
It's not my fault to have a Z-shaped dick.
Don't play. I actually got a show with Icy Narco May 1st and May 2nd with Yat.
There we go. I saw the flyer.
Yeah, well,
I'm like, why is Trick Daddy so low on this flyer?
I don't understand that, bro. I'm like, he's the GOAT. He's supposed to be
put this flyer.
He's supposed to be the GOAT. Like, he is the GOAT. Like, he's supposed to be up there.
But at least put him like right below Kodak. Like, we know Kodak is the biggest rapper right now. At least give him like right up there.
That's Trick Daddy. That's a Miami legend, bro. You can't do that. You can't do that a Trick.
There's got to be a hierarchy.
Come on, man.
You know. Anyway, okay. So all this shit happens. How would you say that you started to proceed with your career, or even trying to like keep shit moving? I know that it was super hard to keep shit moving for everybody that was down there, because you lose such a big part of the life force of the scene in your friend group.
Yeah, no, it's just like, it's hard, bro. Like, it's like, bro, you have to understand, bro, we really go through things, you know? Like we really live this life, bro. Like, people are not trying to claim to be a rock star. Like, everybody's talking about this shit since I went viral. Like, I'm trying to be this person. I've always been this person. Like, this always been me. I never changed. I never faked this. Like, bro, like, me in this fucking viral video, I was me being drunk and, like, playing with my friends. Like, talking shit. Like, yeah. Feel me? But, like, that's, they don't know, bro.
I got me some thoughts.
You know?
They thought I was gay.
And I really got the thoughts, for real.
I believe that.
I really got the thoughts, and I really thought I was gay, and I'm not 30, so I really don't care, and so I really don't give a fuck, feel me? And so, like, it's lit, you feel me? Like, I'm lit, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, all they did was, like, help me. They just boosted me up. I really don't give a fuck. Like, nigga, my baby mom is great, you feel me? Like, I talk to my baby mom every day.
The one who made the post on Twitter.
She was just mad, bro. Like, I didn't talk to her for one fucking day. She was mad.
Right.
Just, and like, she's like a famous, like, OnlyFans, like, girl, whatever, you know. Okay. Like, she's lit. Like, my baby mom's cool.
You impregnated her before all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess. I got a baby, right?
Right, yeah. Okay.
What I supposed to say?
Right.
I guess so.
But are you active enough in the kid's life? That seemed like that was one of the main things that she was trying to
do. The kid is only 5 months old, bro.
Okay.
So my daughter just been born.
I got a 5 month old too, so we're on the same timeline.
Oh, shit, yeah, okay. Yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah, congrats, fam.
Thank you.
All right, you know I used to live here.
Mm-hmm.
I just came back to Florida, you know, literally just so I can see my kid and be with my kid and do all this stuff. You feel me? So it's like, it's hard to say. Like, I guess I was supposed to be there when my daughter was born. I understand that, and I guess that's where I'll take fault for.
Right.
You know, like, I was supposed to be there, and that's fucked up on my end. But it's just about how I have to move and like what I have to do, and I understand that. Like, I know that's my daughter. I love my daughter. I'm gonna be there. I'm always gonna be there for my daughter. Mm-hmm. I got a 6-year-old son that I'm always there for.
Mm-hmm.
It's always with me. So it's the same thing.
Question, were you playing Xbox in Philly?
Were I playing
when the baby was born? That's what Iggy said that Cardi was doing.
Jesus Christ. No. I was in when the baby was born, I think I was
PS5, yeah.
It was PlayStation over here.
It was PlayStation? No, it was Xbox.
Oh, I can't remember.
Why did the Cardi effect on me?
Cuz you're singing the song in the viral clip.
Yo, they did the Cardi. You just did the Cardi effect on me,
bro. I mean, in that clip, it looks like you are the biggest Playboi Carti fan alive. True or false? That's at least the vibe it gives off.
False, nigga. Ask Cardi about me.
Should we?
Ask Bari about me.
What would Cardi say if we
ask Bari? Ho ass. Bari's a hoe.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm saying that. Nigga slap.
Why don't you like Barry? You got his fucking logo on your face.
Yeah, I got his logo on my face, bro, because he been know who I am, bro, and I've been fucked with, bro. You feel me? Until he tried to
that's
call
cool.
me
I'm
weird
talking about
and
that
shit.
Here.
He called you weird when the meme came out?
Leave that on there.
I'm slime for real. I don't care.
He said something about you when the meme came out?
Shit, weird, bro.
Damn.
But it's cool.
But yeah, we've been.
It's
we've
a
been
vibe. It's
Cardi.
On blood.
You know, Cardi, we went to Atlanta. My boy shot Cardi's video. He did the talk video for him. We went on tour with them and off of records.
Oh, nice.
We got pictures. Yeah, old man, shit with Cardi.
Shit,
so,
bro.
Reason I say false.
Ian,
is
hey, shout out Ian, too.
No
Ian's
shade to
cool
Cardi.
As fuck.
No, Ian? No shade to Cardi. He
no
been dressed like this already.
I've been doing this.
Who you just shout out Ian Connor, though?
Yeah, Ian. Okay. I fought Ian Connor.
Shout out Ian.
Yeah, he's savage.
Shout out Ian.
Ian
shout
told me he was going to kill me one time, and then he never did, so I guess I appreciate that. I'm still alive, you know?
Jesus Christ.
Ian's how we got it. We linked up with
that's how we linked up with everybody, bro.
Really?
Ian, yeah. Ian Connor, Ian Connor is like the GOAT.
Oh, I mean,
yeah.
Super important. Like, you can't talk about this whole scene and time period without... He
without
was such
Ian,
a crazy
bro.
A&R, but it doesn't seem like he gives a fuck about that anymore, but he was, like, picking out who the next rappers were going to be for a minute there.
Nah, yeah, he, no, had the, sure. he had the Midas touch, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's sure. How we linked up with Cardi. He wanted my cameraman to do a video for him. Because, like I said, through Dope E&T, we were
sure.
Going through all these shows, and that's how we met a lot of people. Yeah, my cameraman back in the day, Nassacre. He still works for Rolling Loud now.
Okay.
He did Cardi's videos, and that's how we kind of linked up with them and shit, and New Father and a lot of other people.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, basically, I'm just trying to be more positive, bro. And like, at the end of the day, I'm getting to the next step, fam. So like, I really don't care about like no beef, and like, people having to like understand me. Like, I know who I am, so I don't really care what anyone has to say.
Mm.
Feel me? I know what I'm doing, and I know who I am. So I'm gonna keep being me, and I'm gonna keep doing me. And then like, I guess like you'd have to do research and to know who I actually am for real.
Right. Feel I me? Think this video will help with that because that honestly, I watched that meme. And it was kind of like a reposted, like, blurry version. And I didn't even realize it was you. And then I saw it again. And I'm like, that's what the fuck? That's Keys in that video?
How'd you feel?
How did you feel? What did you really say about it?
It was funny because my initial viewing of it was a little, it was like a little blurry. So I didn't know it was you. And I was just like, who is this crazy ass dude? This shit's funny as hell. And then I realized it was you. And I'm like, oh, that was Keys? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, normal.
I mean,
would you put him on your OnlyFans?
You rocking out, wearing some crazy outfit. I wasn't, you know.
Yeah, shout
standard,
out my boy.
You know?
Shout out my boy, Designer Made. Actually, he's like right there. Like, he makes all my clothes and shit. You feel me? Like,
he did the drip?
He did the drip for the video. He did the drip for me right now. Like, he's like, he does everything. Like, he's cool.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Where do you get your style inspiration from?
Molly Crew, Gigi Allen, like I
Gigi
like
Allen,
Gigi
nice.
Allen, like Gigi Allen, like bro, like I fuck with like real rockers, like I study that shit. You feel me? I study like real rock, like Kiss and like you know, like the eyelashes and the eyeliners and the painted toenails and the painted fingernails. My fingernails are not painted right now, but my toes are.
How do you feel about when Lil Pump gets his acrylic nails done and everybody hating on it?
I mean. That's
shout
Pump,
Pump
bro.
Bro.
Shout out Pump,
Hurt,
bro.
Shout out
Omar. Hey, shout out Pump. Shout out, you know, I mean, that's it, cool. They're cool.
Important names. When we talk about that area of Florida, that's an important, two important yeah. participants
oh, wait,
right there.
Puya, because, Fat Nick.
Very
everybody,
true.
Puya, that's my brother.
Andrew, motherfucking. Man,
we could go for days about Florida.
Mm.
Florida, all them are all the bros, you feel me? Suicide Boys, all them, bro. Jay Stash, even Jay Stash, bro. Jay Stash has a lot to do with fashion, bro. Niggas don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother Ill Chris has a lot to do with fashion, bro.
Shout out Chris.
Niggas don't even know that shit, bro. Yeah. So I feel like niggas really need to know that shit, bro. Like, niggas are not putting on Bape without Chris. Sorry, bro. Like I guess like people like I guess they can say Soulja Boy did a lot of shit. But like, bro, like the new generation, like us, like in, for Florida at least. Hey, bro, these bro in Florida, bro, like these niggas got me out of wearing Hollister and shit. Feel me? Like so. It's a whole different breed of life, bro.
Hollister. That was a good era. I remember like just seeing kids just all of a sudden start wearing Hollister and I'm like, what did
I
miss here?
Abercrombie and fucking Arrow.
Damn,
and shit like that. Like,
I might go get me an Arrow fit tomorrow.
What's the corniest shit you ever wore?
I mean, probably JNCOs were probably up there, man. I had some like fucking massive JNCOs in 97. I don't know if it gets much worse than that.
JNCOs are kind of fire.
So they're like popular now, again now, yeah.
If you get them tailored and shit.
Getting them tailored would be bugged
out. I got on
out.
Some D3s. I brought the bag.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, those are hard. Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, worst shit I ever wore. That was probably it. Or I mean, I used to wear like a fucking studded belt and shit, but I guess in the overall scheme of things, that don't really seem that crazy.
A studded belt? That's not
studded nothing. Belt cool.
That's not bad unless you wear that big like, LED I did that when I was 13. Belt.
But I was wearing it with some like baggy ass like camo cargo shorts and then like a really tight t-shirt, and I seen the picture and I'm just like, bro, yo, you know look like who a Jess is like?
Yeah, yo. Were you sober then?
Yeah. Yeah,
for sure. You know, that's a sober swag.
Yo, you know who Jess like is like that? You know Jess like that? What's that nigga's name? You know who Jess is like that? Little Aaron. Little Aaron, just like
shout out to Little Aaron, bro. He's one of the first dudes to show love too. Shout out to Little Aaron.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You guys just having a good time in this roach over here?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, it's just a little roachy.
Yeah, let me forget the weed.
Let me ask you this. Probably, do you get too fucked up? Let's just throw it out there like that. What's your relationship with drugs like?
It's changing now, but before I used to get way too fucked up.
Right.
Wait, like all the videos that you guys see on my Instagram right now is like, those are old videos.
Right.
I'm not posting like nothing new of me. Uh-huh. Not yet. Because when you see like, you'll see like, bro, I transform. You feel me? But before, you guys get fucked up.
Definitely. Pills. Pills were crazy in Florida around that time?
Everything. Jesus Christ.
Plum juice, everything.
I mean, just from what I remember, from what I've seen, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
He was on the Zans heavy.
I was on the Zans way too much.
The story of SoundCloud rap is the story of Xanax. Because there was a lot of goddamn Xanax.
SoundCloud rap.
Although, yeah, nah. Ironically, X barely touched the shit, right?
Nah, yeah, X wasn't fucking that.
I remember he talked to me about doing acid one time. I think that might be the only time I really heard him talk about doing drugs. You recall? I bet that there was a story.
I don't know.
I do not recall this incident.
Acid right now.
I'm not an acid.
Doing an interview on acid sounds like a horrible idea. Because you if you do enough acid, then you don't know who you are.
Exactly.
So doing an interview and like having to talk about your life when in your head you're like, I'm not me.
Or you could tap into a different dimension.
Yeah. One time I did acid, and then the next day I had a fucking interview with like someone was going to interview me, and I had to cancel it because I was like, I don't know who I am right now.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
You know, it takes a little bit to get back into the swing of things.
Sometimes you could get in touch with your inner self.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can.
Yeah. I think that's the most valuable thing about acid is that it like takes you out of your own ego.
Yeah, it does.
You still take acid?
I would do it again, probably.
Let's do it together.
But now everybody does the microdosing shit, which is kind of weird. Because in my day and age, no, you just took a big fucking sheet of paper to the face.
Jesus Christ. Freaked
the fuck out.
So you wake up with shit on your wall. I took 11 times and woke up with shit on my wall, my pants on the other side of the house.
You shit yourself off of the acid?
I don't know. I didn't shit myself. There's shit on my hands and my shit all over the place.
Oh my goodness, bro.
That's scary, man.
Shit on your hands, dude?
I don't know, bro. I woke up. I was like, what the fuck? I called my boys. Like, what is that? Happened in here. My girlfriend left. Whatever, bro. It was a good night.
Oh, that sounds pretty fun.
I guess so. I guess so, but nights, I'm not for
dark
it.
Dark nights in Sherman Oaks.
Definitely.
Wow, dark nights in Sherman Oaks. I remember the Sherman Oaks house. Exactly. I remember the Sherman Oaks house.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
I remember that house.
That
shit was big as fuck, too.
Do you think that viral sensation was good or bad for your rap career overall? Because she did start the tweet out with, my baby daddy thinks he don't got to do shit because he's a popping up and coming rapper, yada yada. I'm like, bro, she's like endorsing him right here. She's like making people want to go Google and figure out who you were.
I mean, at first I was highly upset. I woke up like, yo, this female, I don't even want to call her name because that is my daughter's mother. So I don't really have too much to say that's bad about her. She's a really good girl, you know? She's a good person.
Okay.
Despite of what she does or whatever. Like, she's a good person. But when I woke up, I was like, yo, I'm going viral on Twitter first. I'm like, oh my goodness. Then I woke up, I see 1.2 million views. And I'm like, yo, fuck, bro, what is this? And then my boy hits me up again. Like, I try to sleep it off before I even say anything to her. So I go to sleep, take a nap, wake up on Say Cheese.
Yeah, I saw
Say my Cheese. God. Why am I on here? What's going on here?
Right.
All right. And I'm freaking out. I'm calling everybody. Like, what do I do, Sky? What do I do? I woke this nigga up. What do I do? What do I say? What's going on? You feel me, fam?
Right.
And then,
because she could have posted that and it could have got 10 likes, and instead she posted it and it got a couple million views.
Yeah, so I was just like, oh my god,
did she promote that post, bro?
No, she didn't. She didn't. She did not. She did not promote it. Like, my baby mama is lit. Low key. My baby mama's lit.
If she's popping on OnlyFans already, then that could help it get it off the ground.
She's already lit, gang. Okay. You feel me? Like, she's up there. You feel me? So it's like, I understand what she did. I get it.
Right.
She really did it to get my attention. Like, yo, fuck, nigga, stop fucking up.
Right.
Before I fuck you over.
Right.
And I'm like, all right. All right. Let me straighten the fuck up real quick. All right. Let me get this shit right.
All
right. And then, okay, anyway, so I was on Say Cheese and I was freaking out. All right. So a whole day goes by and my phone's blowing up. Everybody's hitting me. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
I try to ignore it. I go to sleep again. Wake up, I'm on Academics, bro. fucking Academics, bro.
I don't think we posted it.
No, I don't think you guys did.
Fuck.
I didn't see it.
Is it too late?
I didn't see you guys post it.
You can post it now, right?
Yeah.
Right now. I got the thoughts. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I woke up on Academics and I'm like, oh my God.
You thought Say Cheese was bad enough. Here we are. We're on Ack.
Now I'm on Ack. Now I am shitting bricks. Now I'm like, oh my goodness, what did you do? So I went to calling her. Yo, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck's going on?
Right.
Like, she wasn't having that shit. She's a savage, bro.
Really?
My baby mom's lit. Like, so she don't give a fuck. She's like, yeah, nigga, so you better wake up now.
Right.
you better get it together right now.
Yeah.
And like, she right though, you feel me? I gotta get it together. I got it together, you feel me, already? But nobody knows that shit.
Have you forgiven her? Are you able to like see her and be on good terms now, or is it gonna be tough going forward because she made a meme out of you?
Right now, I don't know right now. You feel me?
Right.
I don't know about right now, but I do like, that's my baby mom. I love her.
It's your baby mom, you gotta be able to work through it over time, right?
I gotta love her regardless. Like, if I did what I did, like, I love my daughter, like, you know, I love my son, so I gotta love my daughter, right?
Mm.
So I gotta be there. Thanks. So no, there's no if, ands, or but about it, feel me? It's like, if I did that, then I gotta own up to it and get it done.
Okay.
Feel me?
But after that video went viral, I seen another video that was probably less viral of you.
We're not talking about that.
We're not That's talking about it? I feel we're like we kind of got to talk about it.
We're not talking about that.
We won't have to go super specific, but it was some sort of...
We're not talking about that, bro. That's like, listen, bro. Like, I've been a bad person all my life, you know? And I'm finally trying to change my whole entire life, bro.
You did.
And
you're a good guy.
I've did a lot of fucked up things, bro. The video you're talking about is very, very old, you know? Oh, okay. It's just revamping, and you know that, too.
I didn't know it was old.
Yeah, you do, because...
How do I know?
Don't fucking play with me. Don't fucking play with me. You know that shit is old, bro.
I didn't check the timestamp. I don't know when it came out. I just saw it the other day for the first time.
If you really want me to put fucking facts on the table, bro, Alfredo was my fucking manager, bro, and the reason that he stopped managing me is because of that fucking video 3 years ago.
I did not know that.
Oh. Okay, well... If you didn't know, now you know.
Okay.
All right? So, like, let's not bring that fucking video up. Thanks, because that shit's fucked up. Like, I did what I did. I'm very sorry for that fucking video, bro. I've did a lot, you know? Like, me and her already made up everything. Like, bro, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, bro. That's not what I'm here for.
I had to bring it up.
Yeah, that's not what I'm here for.
Okay.
Feel me?
I respect that. What is going on besides that? Like, how are you planning on taking this momentum from this crazy viral situation and turning it into millions of views and the music going crazy, etc.? What's the plan?
Just dropping. I've just dropping, bro. I've held so much music for 2-3 years, like, and like, I'm way ahead of my time, you know? Like, I've been ahead of my time.
Mm.
So like, the music that I have from 2-3 years ago is still relevant and more relevant than now and later. So it's just like, okay, so now, like, everybody wants to watch me. Okay, you guys want to watch me? Because I really created a lot of things on this earth already.
Mm.
So now you guys want to watch me? Now I have all eyes on me. It's my turn? Okay. Bet. Now I'm going to drop. Now everybody's going to see, like, the real me. Like, bro, like, I'm a really nice person. I really, like, genuinely care for everyone.
Mm.
It's a good and, like, artist, too.
Yeah.
I make music. I make good music, I guess. Yeah,
I guess.
I guess
I think the music sounds pretty good. Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah. Thank you, fam. I appreciate that.
The question is just like, how do you take the music to the next level? Like, have you thought about signing with a label? Have you had those conversations?
I've had those conversations, and I'm just still working on everything. But like, those conversations are really there. They're up in the air. They're there for sure.
Right
now, so it's cool.
Definitely.
It's like, I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna keep being me. I'm gonna keep living my life, bro. I'm not gonna like let people tell me how I used to be is how I am now. Mm. You know, like, that's not me anymore. So like, just watch.
You definitely got the star power. People pay attention to you.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
Which is not—that's not the easiest part, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For better or for worse, knocking that Henny back.
Of course, I love the Henny. You want to win me over? Yeah, just bring me a joint and bring me some Hennessy. We're good.
Yeah,
yo, you're a cheap date.
Yeah, I'm a cheap thot, right?
I did. What? If I would have known that, I would have saved 1,000 doobies.
Oh my god!
Saved a bunch of bands.
Oh my god! Yeah, I'm a cheap thot.
During the SoundCloud era, it was very much like anyone could give you a Zan and you just take it.
Who told you that?
I'm just not you. I'm just saying all of us. Sounds deadly.
It used to be me, 2014.
Yeah. It sounds deadly when I think about it now.
It was like, I used to pop 10 Zans at a time.
I used to have to distribute them to him.
Yeah, I used to pop 10 Zans at a time. For sure. Not the footballs, like sticks, like you like yellow bars, you feel me? Or like GG249s, like real deal, like,
yeah, like
Xanax.
You're
like,
I used to be him.
That's the green shit?
Those are the white ones. Okay. GG249s. I take white or yellows. School buses. The greens, they had just started coming. I started taking those too.
Right.
But I got locked up, bro. So
take a white one, a green one, a yellow one. It's a little balanced meal.
I did all of them.
Don't do Xanax, kids.
That's horrible. Don't ever do Xanax, kids.
I was like, damn, you just came up with the most deadliest combo.
You got
ever,
the broccoli, the corn, and the mashed potatoes.
I do not do Xanax anymore. I haven't took a Xanax Adam in years.
No, same. It's been so long.
In years, I have not took one Xanax, and there's not even a piece in years and years, bro.
I think if I bit off a quarter, I would sleep for like a day and a half.
I feel like if I bit off a quarter, I'm going to flip this motherfucker.
Yeah. Bro, like, I'm telling you, I'm going to flip people out. That's why I don't fuck with Zans. I took Zans like less than 10 times my whole life.
Right.
It just knocks me. Him, it turns this motherfucker into a gargoyle.
I'm him.
Like, I've done both. I've done the, like, take a Zan and like sit on the couch, get a great night's sleep. I've done the take Zan, drink 20 beers, wild the fuck out. You don't know what the fuck happened.
Break everything
the next
that's in your sight.
Bro.
And you really can't see.
He was jumping off stages, cutting his fucking arm open, pissing off the stage.
I was pissing on stage. Like, bro, I'm a real rocker.
You piss off stage into the crowd or just on the ground?
While performing.
At Playboy Cardi's show.
At his show, which is why we got kicked out.
Actually.
Wow.
Actually, yeah. At Cardi's show, bro. I pissed on the
Shout
stage.
Out to like, Tariq and Matt, bro. We put them through so much shit.
But that is some Gigi Allen shit.
Bro, listen, I'm the new age Gigi Allen.
Gigi Allen would shit in his hand and throw it at the crowd. I don't think you're doing that.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. But I'll piss in a cup and fucking throw it out at everybody else. But nah, I'm not going to do that neither. Because we can't do that. No. But anyways, but like, I could like, I'm just going to be the rock star that I am, bro. And I'm going to rage how I want to rage. And I'm going to do what I want to do at all times. You know, and I'm never gonna stop being myself because that's what everybody always does or wants to do. Like, stop being yourself. Like, no, bro. Like, that's lame, bro. Be yourself, bro. Embrace yourself, bro. I love myself, you know? So I don't care what anybody has to say or what anybody thinks because I'm gonna do what I wanna do and I'm gonna do it how I wanna do it at every given second that I'm living and that I'm breathing on this earth. It's like, fuck that, bro.
I fuck with that. I respect that.
No, for sure.
We gotta keep this Florida thing alive.
Yeah, bro, we from Florida. We gonna always keep that shit alive.
And you wanna know what? It's like all the shit blowing up out of Florida now is like straight murder music. We need more. Where's the SoundCloud energy? Where's the fun kids with the weird hair? Everybody's just killing each other.
Let's bring 2015 back. Yeah. Hi,
Uzi. Shit got weird, bro. That's what happened. People started seeing it now. Now you can see it. Like, me being from Florida and us being out here in Cali, bro.
Yeah.
Shit weird.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of real shit going down in Cali, which is I respect. But 80% of this music shit, these artists come around, this bro shit, this, like, I smoke one fucking cheap-ass backwood with you and take a picture and you my bro. Like, they got off that. Like, Florida niggas can't ride with that too long. So that's why it feels like the scene is, like, scattered. But like, it's always gonna be us, and like, just like we have those who have already took that underground, that Florida to the next level, there's always going to be levels right behind it ready to go.
Right.
So it's like, it's always going to be a thing. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So yeah, and then we got Tariq and Matt. Tariq and Matt is Florida fucking gods.
I didn't realize
gods.
How long they had been doing it when you talk about, bro, all the shit they were doing before All Out.
What? I've known them for 15 years.
What?
I punched niggas started? In the face for Tariq.
No, bro. They started my whole career. Sky put me on this shit. And Tariq and Matt Zingler are the reasons that any of us, from Danny Towers to Tyler Yahweh to fucking, fucking this nigga Sky XXX to myself, bro, that we're here right now is because Tariq and Matt Zingler, the owners of fucking Rolling Loud, they're the best people ever, bro.
Yeah.
You don't understand, bro.
Bro, they came and see I went on 50 tours.
I went on 50 fucking tours, bro. I was taking over tours when he was in prison.
Uh-huh.
As a young boy because of them. They're like the best people ever, bro.
Yeah,
like,
we're on a billboard.
And they're very genuine and they love, bro, and they respect, bro. You feel me? And like, they're like really great people, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they're really different, bro. Like, when they see talent, they're like, okay, we could do something with this.
Mm.
Let's do it, bro. Let's help this guy. Like, yeah, like, he's fucked up. And he's fucked up in the head. But, like, bro, like, let's try to turn his life around and let's try to help him.
Mm.
Like, bro, like, they're really, they're really good people, bro.
They don't play either. They about business, so.
They're really about business, bro. But they like to help, you know?
Definitely.
For sure.
You got to bring Yes Jules and SGP back.
SGP?
SGP?
Out the Braves, too. I was just with Braves the other day.
What's up? I don't know about Yes Jules, though.
I haven't talked to him in a long time. Last time
I can't talk to Yes Jules, though. I can't tell you about that. I don't know about all that. Like, Yes Jules, like, she's cool, I guess. She's straight. But
that was the era. Hey.
She's cool. But she posted her shit.
Yeah, she posted her shit. Like she's, I guess she's
never
all
not
right,
working.
Right?
Tatted on my face.
Yeah. I got a lot of things tatted on my face. Like, and I don't think that
you won't.
I don't think that Yes Jules is, you know, gonna, you know.
She did her thing. Yeah, appreciate you guys coming on.
Hell yeah, bro. Thank you, bro.
Very important history lesson and update on.
I appreciate you not hitting me over the head.
What was the hitting you over the head? I accused you of being a murderer, more or less. I fucking.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God. He was ready to come get hit on the head.
We're about to walk away from this, bro.
Free tank hit.
Yeah, free tank hit, bro. You already know, bro. Shout out members only. Shout out Very Rare. Shout out my brothers. You feel me? Right. Thank you, Sky, for coming on here with me. Thank you,
always,
Adam.
Bro.
You already know, like, just gang shit. You feel me? Like, shout out Icy Knuckles. Shout out my brother Skinny from the 9.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out my brother Skinny. Cause y'all boys be trying to like, you know what I'm saying?
Who shot him?
I don't know Skinny.
I know Skinny.
Tag him in the comments.
I know Skinny from the 9, and he's a really good person, bro.
Okay.
So like I don't know why people try to bash him. Like I could kinda get it, but I don't really. Like, I'm like, bro, like, he's cool. Like, he's kinda cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. But you know my brother for life is Icy Knuckle.
Yeah?
Yeah, Icy Knuckle.
Shout out to Icy Knuckle. What's he been up to?
Oh, he's about to start dropping again, bro. Like, he's doing what he wants to do. Like, he just had to, like, take a time to sit back and, like, think and analyze what's going on with his life.
He's rich.
And he's rich.
He's rich from what? Protein shakes?
Florida, bro.
Bro, yes. Florida fucking stay rich. Bread, bro. Don't do Icy like that. Icy got that money, bro. Yeah. You're tweaking.
Yeah, going to business, man.
Bro, tell him, bro. I see got some bread, though, for sure.
Let's go. Let's get some bread this year.
Yeah, we all getting bread, bro.
Respect. Fuck COVID.
Fuck COVID. Piss on it.
Appreciate you guys.
You got the vaccine?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're fucking...
I'm the only person that didn't get sick.
You're the devil.
I never got sick either.
You didn't
need
it? You're the devil. You're the devil, but I'm the devil, but you're the devil.
But I'm the devil.
But I'm the devil. But I'm the devil. But I'm the devil. But I'm the devil. But I'm the devil. But I'm the devil.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe.
Yes, sir.
NoJumper.com if you want to support. Bang, bang.